I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
It is Dr. Fiona Lovely here, Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, making hormones make sense. I hope everyone's well. I thought I would share a little story and experience that I have been through recently in hopes that it will resonate with some of you. And I know that when we share stories, we connect to each other and we learn that we're not alone in whatever personal pain is. And so I think that's important. So recently I had a few days where I had an old injury in my low back flare up and sort of a sciatica type injury. And I figured it was the weather. We live in a part of the world where we get these warm Chinook winds. And when that happens, lots of people experience old injury flare-ups or headaches, migraines, that kind of thing. And so a couple times a year it happens to me, and I figured I was going through that. And so I did what I've always done, which is go to my chiropractor and get adjusted and had massage therapy and did all the things I would normally do, stretch, ice, you name it. And by the end of a week of it just being sore and me managing it, I had an episode where it was so bad that I actually had to leave the office and discontinue treating patients for the day, which is heartbreaking for me. I hate to disappoint people, so it was a big lesson. And I once the initial sharp pain went away, I knew that there was a message in the pain. And so really that's what my lesson is about today. This podcast is about really what our body always has things to teach us, and it's a matter of are we listening or not. So anyways, I was aware that the pain that I was having was really deep in my low back, but it didn't quite feel like it was, you know, really in my low back. It felt more on the front side of me, but still low. And I, so we're going to call this sort of a deep pelvic pain is what I was aware of. And I knew it was musculoskeletal, and I knew it was deeply emotional. And, you know, it was when I had the chance to just sort of sit and become aware of what my body was telling me, I knew it was my psoas muscle. That's a really thick muscle that runs along either side of your lumbar spine, which is the low back, and it's about the width of your wrist. It's just a huge muscle, and its job is flexibility of the core and really your ability to move your body and your legs in a flexion sort of way. So, but here's the cool thing about the psoas. It's one of those muscles that can hold physical, emotional, spiritual traumas. And it goes deep, deep, deep into the pelvis, way below the pelvic rim, and up to about where your kidneys are at the bottom of your rib cage. So it's just a massive, massive muscle. So anyways, you know, I thought, well, what the heck am I going to do with this? Because I have to get back to the office and start seeing patients. So I rested it as much as I felt comfortable doing. And really, for the first day or so, there wasn't much I could do except sit in a cushy chair or lay on my bed. And I can't even tell you how much that drives me nuts, because I'm just such a, I'm a doer. So I don't like to sit still for very long, or I can't. But I was forced to. So I had to make peace with it really fast. So I started to think about what I knew about the emotional components of the psoas muscle, or the iliopsoas muscle. And I remembered there is a woman who specializes in study of therapy with the iliopsoas muscle. Her name is Liz Cook, and she's worth looking up. Her website is coreawareness.com, coreawareness.com, coreawareness. She has a great monthly email that she sends out, newsletter, that I highly recommend you sign up for. So when I was looking for emotional information on the psoas muscle, I found Liz Cook's rules of conduct for the psoas, and I thought I would read that to you here and add my own notes and touches along the way. So number one, she says, get to know yourself and all that is possible. Explore every nook and cranny, including your sensual, intimate being. I'm sure that a lot of what I'm going to say in the next few minutes with this checklist is going to be awfully familiar to you, because what I realized was that good self-care is good psoas care. Number two, give yourself permission to feel deep satisfaction. Seriously, I couldn't even tell you the last time I allowed myself that. So I knew as I was reading this list that Liz was onto something, and this was very much resonating literally deeply within my pelvis. So number two again is give yourself permission to feel deep satisfaction. Number three, let life's energy pour through you and bubble up from deep within, seeping into every crevice, melting your heart and soul into one. Oh, that just sounds kind of nice. And I definitely was not experiencing that. And that's how I got to that place. Number four, be generous with yourself. Time, self-care, love, connection, all of those things. Be generous with all of them for yourself. Be kind. Oh my gosh, that's the other thing I realized I was doing in this time was I was driving so much. I was trying to achieve and accomplish so much that I was not even pausing for a moment to say, you know what, kid, good job. Take a break. Go reward yourself. Whatever it might be, go do something nice for yourself. I was not allowing myself to do that. So really, allow for that to happen. It's okay to be achieving, but you have to take the moments between achievement to celebrate and be generous with yourself. Number four, treasure your need to grow. Number five, treasure your need to grow, change, and blossom at your own pace. So here's the thing about perimenopause. We are in the habit of going fast, 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 doing all the time, stuff going on, no rest. But really our bodies are calling us deeply to rest on a far different level. And again, this is one of the things I'm learning right now too, is that I've always been a driver, but that my physical and spiritual self do not want to sustain that pace any longer. Now it's a matter of changing the habit. That's a hard thing to do. And I think just acknowledging that is another part of being generous with yourself too. So at your own pace, treasure your need to grow, change, and blossom. Number six, never be afraid to say no. Never be afraid to say yes. I think that contrast is a beautiful thing. Number seven, discover the beautiful, perfect, strong, resilient, intelligent, and sensual you. So here's what we know. A woman's pelvis, our hips, is where we understand safety and security of ourself in the world and ourself in sexual and sensual relationships with ourselves and others. Okay, there's a lot of stuff there. First and second chakra happen in the pelvis as well. That's a connection to family. Again, connection to security and safety. And this again is where we hold traumas. If we haven't dealt with past traumas, this is where we hold it in. In the iliopsoas in particular. So I found out. I had actually the week before that been journaling a great deal about my worth as a woman and what I've learned in my life. And I think that was probably the initial trigger, was getting in there and doing the work on those issues so that they could no longer be at play in my life. And I didn't realize, I think, that you have to be really, really respectful and mindful. Because my way is just to say, hey, balls to the wall. Let's do it until it's done. Let's just be efficient, get her done. And again, that may have worked for me when I was 25, but not so much anymore. Not so much anymore. Okay, so number 7, to reiterate, discover the beautiful, perfect, strong, resilient, intelligent, and sensual you. Number 8, know that you are life asking to be manifested. And guess what we do with our pelvis? We give birth to things, babies, ideas, creativity, centers in a woman's pelvis. So if we're not taking the time to be creative, to give birth to new ideas, new things. Maybe it's a new recipe. Maybe it's a new yoga class. Maybe it's a piece of art. Maybe it's singing or poetry. Whatever that is, it's going to come up. Your body's going to let you know that it's time to just settle down and be in your art, whatever your art is. And number 9, the last one on Liz Cook's rules of conduct for the psoas, iliopsoas muscle. Be the blossoming flower. Take your time, pause when you feel scared, listen deeply, and flourish. And again, as I was doing my own self-care processing, that's where I didn't pause. I just kind of went in and said, let's just get it done. And I should have listened more deeply. So my body told me it's time to settle down. So what I learned was you can do too much self-care. And I was definitely doing that. I'm on this journey with you, listeners, sisters. I really am. I'm learning the self-care stuff as I'm teaching it to you. And because I need it deeply as well. And what I was doing was doing the self-care, but I literally collected it all into one place and said, okay, let's just do this, all this self-care, because it's, if a little bit's good, then a whole lot must be better, right? Even though I tell my patients all the time that's certainly not true. But the biggest problem was that I didn't take stuff off my plate first. I didn't take the stuff that was the stressful things off the plate first. I just thought, if I do a lot of self-care, it should like cancel out the other stuff, right? Not at all. And my body was the thing that told me to stop. So when it comes to doing the work, slow and steady, and if you're unsure, less is more for sure. Do a little bit of work, then do some rest, something peaceful, something artistic, a nature walk, a connection with a friend or a loved one. That's the way to do it for sure. So, like I started out saying, our body always has things to teach us. It's a matter of, are we listening? I think that what I've learned is that I had to be knocked to my knees before I realized that I was simply doing too much, and it's possible to do too much self-care as much as it is to do too much of the achievement. So I hope this has resonated with some of you. I hope it has been helpful. And really, isn't it about just knowing you're not alone? Because we aren't. We've all experienced something like this. And it can be a tough time. So know I'm thinking about you. Know that I'm grateful for you and for you listening to my podcast. And as always, I love getting messages from you guys. So if you've sent me a message on Facebook, I love it, through my website. I love it. Thank you very much. My website is drlovely.expert. That's drlovely.expert. And we have a Facebook page. It's Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast Facebook page, and you can message me through that page as well. There's a Twitter thing too. I don't know if I even have ever mentioned that, but if you just put in Dr. Lovely on Twitter, I come up there. So know I'm thinking about you. I hope everyone has a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.